Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds, thank you for that very nice introduction. And I want to thank all of you, everyone here today, for making time in your busy schedules to attend this Governor's Bullying Prevention Summit. This is a wonderful turnout. And I'm proud that we have more than 1,100 Iowans that have gathered this critical conversation and how we can work together to stop bullying in our state. We know Iowa schools can't do it alone, that it takes the entire community working together. I deeply appreciate your commitment to helping make that happen in your communities all across the state. But it's also surprising that we're here today, because Iowans enjoy a well-deserved reputation as being good neighbors. And in fact, we always talk about Iowa nice. We are people who look out for each other. Treating each other with respect is a prized value in our state. Yet it's clear that it's time for this conversation to occur. In the most recent Iowa Youth Survey of students in grades 6, 8, and 11, half of the students surveyed reported of being bullied at school or in some other way, whether in schools, on a school bus, elsewhere in the community, or in the digital world, bullying seems like a bigger problem than it used to be. It's easy to point to changes in technology. Cell phones, tablets, and computers have made 24/7 cyberbullying possible. But these instruments are not the blame. The culture around us, too, often fosters a disregard for others that is unhealthy and sometimes even dangerous. Incivility has become all too common in the workplace, in politics, and on the road, as well as in the social media. Schools sometimes reflect this. Being bullied can leave children at increased risk for depression, and we know it can also lead to tragic consequences, even becoming a potential factor in suicide. The consequences of bullying are far-reaching and long-lasting. I want to share some excerpts from three emails that the governor's office received after we announced the governor's bullying prevention summit. Here's the first one. My family is now defined by bullying. It forces your child to grow up faster, and there is an actual loss of just being a child. My child will forever be known as a victim, and we will survive, but we are forever changed. My fear, I can't monitor my child on the bus. I can't monitor my child on the way home. I can't monitor my child in the hallways. I can't monitor my child in the cafeteria. The bully has the right to those same areas, even with reported physical and verbal assaults. I guess it takes a suicide or critical injury to address a bully and their family. Get serious about this and take a hard look at addressing the bully's parents. Here's a second email. I graduated from high school in 1979. After 4+ years of torture, I was publicly humiliated at my high school graduation. It's been 33 years since I graduated, and I've never attended a class reunion. Needless to say, what happened in my high school years has forever shaped me into the person I am today. In my heart, I feel that the children of today need to know what the long-term effects of bullying can be. The suicides nationwide are certainly horrific. But the ones who lived through it and suffer every day because of it have lessons to teach us as well. And here's the third email from a student who also sent a video with the song that she wrote about bullying. Hi, I'm 15 and wrote this because of a personal experience. I did the video myself too. I was not going to let them break me because in the end, bullying is really about power. Why give anyone that satisfaction over you? I didn't, I won't, and I hope more and more kids don't either. We all recognize that we must do more to stop bullying, but we're often not sure how. I'm encouraged that awareness is growing and that bullying is not a normal rite of passage in childhood, and that we must do more to prevent it. From Sioux City to Marshalltown to Davenport, schools and their communities are stepping up across our state to meet this critical challenge. Today, we will learn more about their good work. The Iowa Department of Education earlier this year launched a new data collection system to provide a more accurate picture of bullying in Iowa schools. It also gives school leaders a real clear definition of bullying. In October, the Iowa Emergency Management Association District 6 sent a declaration of support for the efforts of my office and the Iowa Department of Education to eradicate bullying in Iowa schools. We are grateful for their support. And today, I'm proud to announce the launch of a new bullying and suicide prevention resource, Your Life Iowa. This hotline and website, funded by the Iowa Department of Public Health in partnership with Boys Town, the Iowa Youth Advisory Committee, and the Iowa Department of Education, will provide help to Iowans 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Trained counselors will offer support and guidance to bullied youth who feel they have run out of options. YourLifeIowa.org, YourLifeIowa.org, will also serve as a go-to resource where Iowans can get information about how to be part of the solution to ending bullying and youth suicide. Numerous efforts are underway all across Iowa to stop bullying in our state, but we are a long way from where we need to be. So what do I hope will be accomplished by today's conference, today's summit? We must send a clear message that schools alone cannot stop bullying, that it takes the whole community. I hope we learn more about how to change the culture inside and outside our schools with concrete steps so that bullying is not tolerated. Every student should know that if they report being bullied, adults will take them seriously and that other students will stand up for them in a nonviolent way. We also need to examine whether state law can be strengthened to help schools better address bullying. Together, we must do more to engage in this effort and be engaged in this effort to prevent bullying. We want to be an instrument for change, to help our children feel safe, and to use the information that you gather here today as your charge to improve the lives of students and thereby make a difference. Thank you all very much.